chestnuts. They can be hard to peel and very prickly to harvest, but give them to a litter of Berkshire pigs and they disappear without a trace. Hello, I'm Tyne Logan and I'm in a chestnut orchard at Nanup in the southwest corner of Western Australia. Chestnuts are an old-fashioned nut. They're popular in Europe, Asia and America, but they're relatively unknown in Australia. In a bid to increase awareness and boost sales, Linda and John Stanley from Chestnut Bray are going to extraordinary lengths to show consumers how versatile the nuts can be. And that includes chestnut-fed pork and even a chestnut ale.
It's about the marketing. It's about creating something different and becoming known for something different. So for us, the chestnut-fed pork is our niche marketing opportunity to promote the whole farm. And chewing on my foot at the moment.
While the pair are fairly new to the chestnut industry, they're not new to agriculture. They've previously worked as retail consultants, helping farmers in America and the UK get their products to consumers. Now they're applying that very same advice to their own business, as just 30% of their chestnut crop can be used on the fresh market.
We peel the chestnuts so that we can freeze them and have them all year. So the peelings we feed to ducks and geese and chooks. We dry the nuts and grind it into flour. We make chestnut puree, which is used in making ice cream. We supply the frozen peeled chestnuts to restaurants as well, and we do chutneys and jams. We try to use 100%, yeah.
But it's the nut-infused pork that's really taking off.
We went to Europe to see what they were doing there with chestnuts and learnt that in Italy, in Parma, they have the best prosciutto in the world. And they feed the pigs whey from the Parmigiano factory and chestnuts. And in Spain, they have the best ham in the world, jamón ibérico, and they feed the pigs acorns and chestnuts. The bacon in particular, well, all the pork, just has an enriched, sweet flavour to the pork. But the bacon is unbelievable.
Where's the market for chestnut-fed pork?
It's the top restaurants, the leading restaurants in Perth. We contact them as soon as we have a litter and let them know how many pigs we have and when they'll be ready, and they place their orders.
Do you get much of a premium for it?
Pork is the cheapest meat available at present, but the chestnut-fed pork, the feed that they have in the form of the chestnuts is much more expensive than normal pig feed. Normal pig feed is about 45 cents a kilo. Chestnuts are several dollars a kilo, so it makes it a very expensive feed. But you get a beautiful flavour in the pork, and the top chefs appreciate the premium product. Look at them, they hang around listening.
And what better to pair with chestnut pork than chestnut ale?
Well, we went to Europe to find out what they were doing with chestnuts after we bought the farm. And one of the things that we came across, apart from the chestnut-fed pork, was chestnut ale. We came back and approached Blackwood Valley Brewing and told them we'd had chestnut ale in Corsica, and how about we work together and produce the chestnut ale. And 1 week after the ale was launched, it was entered into the International Beer Awards in Melbourne and got the gold medal.
Inside the cidery in Bridgetown, where the ale is brewed, there's a similar passion for the niche product.
It's really a matter of looking at the raw materials that have been presented to you. For chestnuts, we got raw chestnuts, and I looked at the raw chestnuts, and then I roasted some chestnuts down, and I think that roasting them down brought a new character to the chestnuts, which was that kind of, well, it's a roasted character. It brings out some really tasty, toasty flavours.
Mark Hollett has been experimenting with this new ale for quite some time.
Probably the chestnut ale, its base is a brown ale. Prior to making these products, I was never a fan of odd beers with fruit and the likes in, and it took other people to come to us with some ideas. Firstly, it was the Truffle and Wine Company in Manjimup, and then it was chestnut bray. And as soon as anybody suggests making a beer using something other than traditional beer ingredients, the first thing you need to do is determine whether it's a suitable ingredient for a beer. Truffles, I looked into truffles, they have no oil. That's great. You don't want any oil in your beer, and neither do the chestnuts. So they're off to a cracking start, really.
At what point in the brewing process do the chestnuts go in?
Well, that's the old thing, isn't it? If I told you, I'd have to kill you. But no, look, I would say that they're used more like hops than they would be the other ingredients.
This is the first chestnut ale in WA, I think the second in Australia from my own research. How well do they sell?
Well, we've really only just started, and they've been pretty much selling themselves, you might say. But it's taken off really well, and so far the feedback for these products has been first class.
Back at the orchard, surrounded by 70 acres of farmland, it seems like it would be an easy option for the Stanleys to just focus on the production of their chestnuts. But Linda says working with the other industries is not only rewarding, it's crucial in keeping their niche business alive.
I think people are very curious as to what we're doing and whether it's economic and why we're doing it. And we feel that the opportunity for small farmers is to create niche products, not to be me too businesses. So we try to encourage other businesses to look at their own opportunities that they have to create niches for themselves.